Hare Krishna, today's topic is our real disease. Now we know that a man with disease cannot enjoy, say typhoid or a simple viral infection or gangrene because of diabetes. In all these cases, the sense objects are the same, but a diseased person cannot enjoy them. The classic example given by Srila Prabhupada is that of jaundice. It is said that a person who has contracted jaundice finds sugar candy to be bitter. And as his disease goes on curing, he again finds it sweet. And it is said that this sugar candy is itself a treatment for a jaundice patient. So we know that if we don't take the medicine and follow the diet when we are diseased, then we are further complicating the disease. And for this, self-control is most necessary. So if we consider the definition of a disease, what is a disease? It is the disorder in function of a body, which can be human or any body. So whenever we are contracted by any disease, we follow a process flow for getting cured. We can summarize it as with the step 1, we give attention and importance to the symptoms and then we develop a desire to get cured from it. There are many people who have a disease, say maybe a heart disease or diabetes for instance, and they reject treatment because they just don't want to control their senses. They want to eat all kinds of foodstuffs and all kind of forbidden sweets and everything. And they don't want to give any importance to the symptoms also. So this is the first step if you want to get cured. Second step is identifying the disease, in which we identify it ourselves if they are minor ones, or we take the help of a physician. And the third step is taking the treatment by following the rules. Now here, if yes, we follow the rules and restrictions, then we get cured and we can enjoy. But if no, we don't follow the rules and restrictions, then our condition worsens and we may also endanger our lives. Now I have a question. Which is the disease that all of us have contracted and which exists unnoticed, absolutely unnoticed? I have some hints. The first hint is that we are spirit soul and we are parts and parcels of Krishna. The second hint is that Krishna is full of bliss. His existence, his body, it is full of bliss and it is full of happiness. There is no speck of dirt in his existence. Third hint is that we were not supposed to have something called body, which is a bag of stool. Yes, the disease that I'm talking about is our body itself. Did we know this? Our body is a bag of stool, urine, sweat, and so many awful things. And it is also full of worms from inside. So if we are parts of Krishna, we were not supposed to get this bag of rotten apples. But we have got this body, and this body itself, as mentioned in the Shastras, is a disease condition. So if we just go back and peek in the process flow for curing a disease, we have missed the first step itself, which was giving attention and importance to the symptoms. Our body is giving us so much of pain. Where in first place, we were not supposed to have it. We need to have a spiritual body if we are spirit souls. And this is the perfect mismatch here. And the symptoms are completely evident. We are suffering and suffering. And because we have missed this first step, we are not giving attention to it. We are just trying to enjoy. Second step, we have missed. We have not identified the disease and there is no question of treatment. But the ultimate result of not following any treatment is that our condition is worsening. And we are endangering our existence because we are losing time. We have a fixed number of heartbeats in this body. Not a single heartbeat extra is allowed. And there is no guarantee of human birth in next life. We are not this bag of stool. We are not this car which we are driving. And we are not identifying that this is our disease. And that's why we are trying to do things which are just making our life miserable. So if we identify the disease, then as we have seen in the beginning, that we need self-control if we are diseased and if we want to get cured. Self-control is the prime necessity. And the self-control is basically needed for reducing bodily demands and bodily pleasures. Because even if we try to increase the enjoyment, we have experienced that we don't get this enjoyment. We don't get the enjoyment we wanted. So we need a lot of self-control to keep our bodily demands and pleasures to a minimum. Now, this does not mean that we need to starve ourselves or we need to torture our bodies. Just like the car we have. We don't torture the car because we are not the car. We keep it in a good condition so that it carries us from one place to another. But we don't get attached to it, or we should not get attached to it to the extent that we are polishing it every day. And this car takes us from one place to another. So our body is supposed to take us from this world to the spiritual world, back to Krishna. And for that, we have to do activities which are not identifying with the body. And it's very simple. If we have our activities molded in relation to Krishna, then we are going back to Krishna. And this is what the body is to be used for. And this is the treatment for our disease. And this is what will cure us. Isn't it interesting?